Welcome, everyone, to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. I'm Philip Collins, your channel tonight. I'm here with Joel Anastasi and Sharon Ann Meyer. Our colleague, Jeff Fasano in Nashville, is at a Trump rally tonight photographing events.
Woo-hoo!
So we look forward to hear about that mañana. For those who are not familiar, we have been doing discourses that came through me from Saint Germain, Ascended Master Saint Germain, who was very instrumental in the inspiration and the creation of the United States of America. And tonight, he's going to be addressing the Constitution of the United States before we get into discourse three, which is I Am a Wondrous Wayshower. So actually what he's saying to us tonight is he is demonstrating very forthrightly the way showing of the creation of our founding father papers, the inspiration behind that, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, the Federalist Papers, and on and on and on. But tonight we're going to be focusing on the Constitution of the United States. I'm going to go into trance. Joel Anastasi is going to handle this portion of it, and then we're going to go into Discourse 3, and that will be equally balanced with the masculine and feminine energy with Sharon Ann Meyer, Sam, and Joel going back and forth with that teaching. We can pause. What makes this wonderful is that you have an opportunity to ask questions with these frequencies. That's why we call this Divine Discussions. It gives you an opportunity to interface. And not all channels have this ability. So Jeff and I are very blessed that these frequencies that we have chosen and been chosen to be messengers of allow your interaction and integration with them. So I'm going to go into trance, and then Ben and Joel's going to start this message on the Constitution of the United States. In the classroom, we actually have copies of the Constitution that are being passed out. So if you don't have your copy, they are here for you. Okay, I'm going to go into trance.
And tonight is offered on a suggested $10 love offering basis. We appreciate your support.
Greetings, beloved students, students of the United States of America. We come to you at this time at this critical point, this critical apex, this timeline within your being tested and woken up to the reality of exactly what the meaning, value, and purpose of the creation of the United States is all about, beloved students. I, Ascended Master Saint Germain, who was once human in many incarnational cycles, which you are familiar with, some of you, are coming to you at this time to remind you how to protect and maintain your Constitution, your Constitution of the United States. I'll be interfacing with a beloved student, Joel, and we will go through four fundamental teachings that will assist you. Those in the classroom will be handed documents, reproductions of the Constitution, as well as the Declaration of Independence. So let us begin.
Yeah, I just want to repeat what Saint Germain just said. Our democracy is being tested right now. And what we're going to be presenting, these are being made public, and they're coming from Saint Germain, who was the inspiration for the founding of the United States. These are principles to protect and maintain our Constitution.
And these are things, beloved students, as we interface with Joel, these are items that we encourage you to master and begin to see. It is the lack and limitation of these particular four principles. I have attempted to simplify them and make them concise. They are being supported by certain quotes from founding fathers who were inspired by our frequency at the creation of the nation. Let us begin.
This is only about 300 or 400 words long, so let's begin. Dear beloved students, as we share together the precious pathway of the Constitution of the United States, let us review four key principles necessary to preserve this mighty, energetic intention and document.
So what exactly does precious pathway mean, beloved students? What this document is contains an energetic intention, an upload and download, if you will, to create love, equality, harmony, and balance within your United States and allow that to ratchet out throughout the planet itself, that you are the bearers of the light of love, equality, harmony, and balance. And that is the inspiration of all of these documents that are the founding father papers and foundation of democracy. Let us begin.
This document is a glorious gift from we of the higher realms.
And that is sorely missing, that wisdom and understanding. So what we will do now is review some quotes from some of your founding fathers who realized they were being inspired beyond their comprehension of self to assist in creating these documents.
Okay, the first principle to protect and maintain the Constitution is observe the hand of providence. It was observed by many of your founding fathers that the creation of this divine document was, quote, aided by the smiles of a benign providence. It almost appears a divine interposition in our behalf, said Daniel Webster.
So it was a divine intervention, beloved United States of America citizens.
In some degree, it was influenced and governed by that omnipotent, omnipresent, and beneficent ruler, said Benjamin Franklin.
So they are aware that something is taking place outside of themselves and they're receptive to receiving this. Many times in your historical documents, you have asked the question, how did these individuals gain this wisdom as they looked at human history and they were able to compile these mighty documents of energetic intention? That was the result of their interfacing with the higher realms.
The next principle is preserving the principles. And the first quotation is from Daniel Webster. I am committed against everything which may weaken, endanger, or destroy the Constitution, and especially against all extension of executive power.
That is exactly what you're experiencing right now, beloved Americans. And understanding this threat is vital in going forward. Let us continue.
The next quotation is from Thomas Jefferson. Let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution.
And there is the check and the balance that will maintain what we originally intended for you, beloved citizens of the United States, that check and balance.
The third principle is called guarding virtue and freedom. And the first quotation is from Benjamin Franklin. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more needs of masters.
So be aware of that. So let us just examine the word virtuous for a moment. Virtuous within being using the principles of love, the principles of equality, harmony, and balance, or my interpretation of virtuous at this particular time. And when this is lost or left out, it opens the possibility of the tyrant or the master to come in. What I am working with the channel that I'm coming through now and the divine soul working with him, are the tenets of the tyrant at this time. 100 tenets which actually allow the creation of the tyrant within human history. By becoming aware of exactly what these things are, you release the possibility of them being recreated again by understanding in your vernacular the ingredients that allow the creation of the tenet.
The next quotation is from Samuel Adams. If we are universally vicious and debauched in our manners, though the form of our Constitution carries the face of the most exalted freedom, we shall in reality be the most abject of slaves.
What type of language and demeanor is being used at this time, beloved citizens? Become aware of the energy that that creates and the baseline and the appeal to the wounds and the defenses of humanity that are attracted to that.
The next quotation is from Thomas Jefferson. We in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate. All tyranny needs to gain a foothold is for people of good conscience to remain silent.
What is happening in the United States at this time, beloved citizens and beloved students, the majority of your population is not even voting. As a result of that, that creates an opening and a window. The awakening and the test that is taking place at this time, that many of you who never before became involved in a political process or a governmental process are stepping up and realizing it is the empowerment of the citizen that is the foundation of democracy. There are many of you who never thought of running for office, who never thought of moving forward and participating in a government, are now stepping forward and understanding the importance of you doing so. And beloved citizens and students, where exactly is this energy coming from? It is coming from the feminine energy, from the women of the world. The receptive feminine energy is stepping forward and leading the charge in your vernacular for the shift and change of love, equality, harmony, and balance. Let us celebrate this feminine energy as it balances with the masculine energy that has attempted to distort it, to subjugate it for millennia. It is the moment of the woman. It is the moment of the feminine energy balancing the masculine, beloved citizens.
The next principle of protecting the Constitution is called educating the people. A well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. That was James Madison.
And there's the core issue. You have a citizenship that's completely unaware of the principles and the foundations and the checks and balance which really maintain and sustain a democracy. And as a result of that, you are eroding your freedom. It is time to understand through civic training, governmental training, exactly what are the foundations and the principles that maintain and sustain this democracy in place, and what does it represent for this nation and the world.
The next quotation is from George Washington. A primary object should be the education of our youth in the science of government, the future guardians of the liberties of the country.
That has been completely eliminated from your educational systems. There is no governmental or civic training taking place in most educational institutions in your early elementary and high school training. It is time to re-instruct and re-empower. You're all in the process of becoming founding fathers yourselves, realizing that the father energy is the balance of the masculine and feminine energy. You're all awakening and being guided by the original energy that initiated and inspired the creation of this nation. This is what is taking place at this time. This is the movement. It is a time of shift and change, moving and rediscovering and reinforcing the original intent of this nation, being a beacon of light for the entire world. So, beloved student, if you could just quickly review those four elements again for those who do not have the copy in front of them so they can write them down.
There's one more quotation from Thomas Jefferson.
Proceed.
Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. Enable them to see that it is in their interest to preserve peace and order, and they will preserve them. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. The good sense of the people may be led astray for a moment, but will soon correct themselves.
Just know within yourselves, beloved citizens, there is a divine essence that you will ultimately balance back into. That no matter how things appear, learning what is to what is not, it is your destiny to return to that divine good essence within yourselves. So let us repeat the four principles that will maintain and protect the Constitution of the United States of America. Can you repeat them, please?
Yes. One, observe the hand of providence. Two, preserve the principles. Three, guard virtue and freedom for educate the people.
So for those of you online, if you can just write those down, and this actual document is available on our websites for those who would like to print it out. I have attempted to encapsulate in as concise and simplified a manner as possible the variables that will allow you to maintain and sustain your democracy through the self-empowerment of yourself, becoming involved, not sitting on the sideline and watching. Remember, there are three groups of people on the planet. There are those who have no idea what is going on. There are those who think they know what is going on and wish to maintain the status quo. And there are those who know they must make a shift and bring a new truth into the world. So ask yourself, which one of those three are you within the triangle of the configuration of the human species? Now we will move into our Discourse 3. Remember, this is Discourse 3 out of 7 discourses that I brought through the channel I'm coming through now. There are hundreds of thousands of words that I have brought in through multiple books to humanity throughout my many incarnational cycles and my final incarnational cycle. The task at hand here, as the ascension process of the planet escalates, the speed of your planet is rotating faster, you're moving to your solar system at a faster rate, so the ascension process is accelerating. So it came a time to create a more simplified, concise version of teaching that will allow an easier integration. This material is a free to anyone who asks for the asking, and many of you already have these documents in front of you. It is, what is it, beloved student? Page 21?
Page 20.
Page 20. So we will proceed now. We will pause in between each one of these discourse concepts that are interfaced with the violet flame and allow you to ask any questions. Let us proceed.
Saint Germain, you gave me license to use my gifts and talents and edit when I wanted to, when I felt it was necessary. And you titled Discourse 3, I Am a Wondrous Wayshower, but I changed it for my own purposes, and the new title that I wrote seems to dovetail very well with what we just covered. I changed it to Wake Up and Claim Your Divine Self.
The reason that I am using the concept of the I Am is for the self-empowerment within it. So if you could restructure that contribution within the context of the I Am phrase, you will see that it takes an entirely different energetic intention and empowerment.
Yeah, well, the only point I wanted to make was you were talking about us claiming our power with our democracy, and I just wanted to link it to that idea, wake up and claim your divine self.
And beloved students, what this divine soul is being and doing at this time, I encourage you to do the same. As you work with this material, rewrite it so that it resonates and discerns within your state of beingness, so that it works for you. This is human language. And human language can be adapted for the individual. Let us continue.
And the first teaching relates very powerfully to what we discovered. Many of you are aware you are moving from the worn-out old to an unknown new. At this gifted time of ascension of your planet and yourselves, you are being given a divine gift to awaken to your true selves and purpose in being here, which is to learn to love as the loverversity of creation.
And that's exactly what is taking place in the personification of the challenge within your democracy at this time and your involvement to really wake up and to see this as a divine gift that each individual is serving as a player within the test and the waking up of humanity to make the choice and ask yourself, am I creating through what is happening now the life that I say that I want? Or would I like to make another choice through my freedom of choice and freedom of will? Are there any questions about this particular phrase? If there are not, we will continue.
Sam, are you picking up?
If you choose, it is time to let go of duality and confrontation that still holds your world captive. Together, let us now join in oneness and we consciousness to fully activate your divine soul plans for the planet and people alike.
Read that again and Speak into the speaker, beloved one, so those online can hear you. And let me pause with at the end of each sentence again, please.
If you choose, it is time to let go of duality and confrontation that still holds your world captive.
That's exactly what's taking place. In this United States of America, what is really happening is the final choice of choosing through the duality and the separation and the confrontation that's taking place in the nation itself. See what is taking place in the nation itself, a reflection of the relationship with self mirroring out to others. Continue with the next sentence.
Together, let us now join in oneness and we consciousness to fully activate your divine soul plans for the planet and people alike.
So the planet is activating her soul plan, and your individuated and collective soul plans are also being activated as a result of that ascension energy is taking place to the activation of the electromagnetic energy of the planet herself. Begin to see the connection between the two and the divine order of it all. Continue, please.
I, Saint Germain, who once walked the earth like you now, am a vital link to this personal process of moving from the mercurial me to the wondrous we.
So you've had this history of discovering self through a me consciousness for a couple of hundred years on the planet. And now you are healing that and realizing it is time to move into a unified we consciousness, that the me is actually a diversified version of the we. And it is through that we consciousness that you can fully apply the creative forces of love and equality and harmony and balance. Continue, please.
Hasn't mankind really been with the mercurial me almost since its origins?
Well, then you get into the question, when and where were the origins? Your history, your recorded histories do not actually tell the truth of exactly when and how the origins took place. Remember, beloved students, there have been six previous golden ages prior to the creation of this final seventh one, which you are involved in now, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, early Egypt, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, Hopi, or others, which have been lost in your languages.
I only meant you referred to being in the me for the last couple hundred years, and I've spent a longer period than that.
Well, it has gone through cycles, with each one of those cycles, but dramatically within this incarnational period, for most of you, it has been going on for a couple of hundred years.
As you awaken further, more is being revealed beyond your organized religions, governments, corporations, and erroneous belief systems. Together we are destined to be the sons and daughters of Source, all there is.
Read that one more time. I'm going to ask the question to those online. Are you able to hear us effectively?
I, Saint Germain, who once walked the earth like you now, am a vital link to this personal process of moving from the mercurial me to the wondrous we.
So our DNA is the same. That is a important distinction to make within the higher frequency realms. You have two components that are the same DNA. You have the inner earth civilizations, be they Lemurian or Atlantean and many others, and you have the ascended mastership. These are your way showings. We are the way showers of where you are destined to be to ascend into a higher frequency existence. We have been you, so we understand forthrightly exactly what you are experiencing, as opposed to the archangelics or the angelics or the galactics, or the star realms, which have not been human. That does not mean they do not have a responsibility and a contribution to make to humanity. They certainly do, but they have not been human.
Together, we are destined to be the sons and daughters of Source, all there is.
Can you see that united? There's a connection between we of the higher realms, in this particular case, the ascended mastership, and you within the frequency that you're in. That you are in. It is a partnership. We are affecting each other's ascension process. even though we and the ascended masterships are in a higher frequency, it is our destiny to continue to ascend as well. So as we assist you in ascending, we ascend further as well. Do you understand this, beloved students, and see that relationship? Let us continue.
And if you're online and you have difficulty hearing, please speak up and we can hear you. Recently, my divine soul plan has been ushering in the I Am Presence from the Piscean into the Aquarian ages.
So we've had a teaching on the I Am Presence. It is your eternal, elevated, etheric, spiritual aspect that can never die. We have had a teaching on the violent flame, exactly what this tool represents in combination with the I Am Presence and the Christ consciousness, the soul consciousness, Christ meaning soul. These are tools within you that you are learning to access as your divine light. Continue.
During this channel's birth month, August 2016, you once again experienced the harmonic convergence, where several of your solar system's planets align to energetically assist your ascension process.
So that's what's taking place. Even in your own solar system, the planets are lining up energetically to assist your process, your ascension process, your pathway. There are many cosmic events. There are lunar events. There are galactic events. All of these affect and support the process of ascension. So be aware, you are not alone. You have never been alone. That the entire universe, the cosmos, the galaxy, the solar system, the planet herself are assisting your process to elevate, to ascend into your true eternal divine essence. Continue, please.
The harmonic conversion further allowed the integration of your I Am Presence within your third dimensional reality of emotions, thoughts, and physicality.
So that teaches you and explains to you very simply exactly what took place within that planetary alignment. Repeat that, please.
Urgent. Further allowed your presence within your third dimensional reality of emotions, thoughts, and physicality.
And remember, your emotions create your thoughts, which create your physicality. Your emotions create your thoughts, which create your physicality. So that's how that alignment, that planetary alignment, is affecting your process of creating your reality through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Are there questions about this?
Neither man nor any other being can now shut this unified portal.
And many have tried. It is a divine aspect stored within your spiritual DNA, stored within your elevated spiritual chakras, that no one can access. And plenty have tried throughout the process and the history of humanity. It is your divine right to have that protected.
This is a balancing of personal and planetary karma, where you eventually will no longer need to learn from karma. Karma being a learning tool, not a punishment.
A planetary and personal alignment and integration. Can you see the macro and the micro principles of reality at play here, beloved students? This is how magnificent what is taking place is taking place. It is your divine essence being supported like never before.
It is your divine birthright for this event to take place now.
Your birthright. It is your birthright. Integrate that. Know this truth, beloved students. It is your divine right for all of this to take place, for you to ascend into a higher frequency of existence through the initiation of the planetary ascension process herself. As she moves from a carbon-based reality to a light crystalline basis, you are in the process of being and doing the same, if you so choose. Those of you who do not choose it will be given the opportunity to continue your ascension process elsewhere.
I am going to turn on the question and answer query, which will mute everyone. If you have a question at any time during this process, just press star 6. That will put you into the query, and we will allow you to ask your question.
Let us continue.
The Piscean Age is represented by two fish swimming in opposite directions. These represent the lower and the higher self that are in opposition to one another, that are evolving through duality.
So you see, that is the process that you have moved through and moving through. And now we're going into, continue please.
In effect, the lower and the higher selves during the last 2,000-year cycle have been evolving in duality.
So you are coming to the end of needing to learn this way. It is at an extreme apex and point in your evolutionary process at the time, and it appears outwardly that it is the worst that it's ever been. It is not. You have communication systems that allow you to know information and to experience things more forthrightly as a result of the gift of cyberspace from the archangelic realm of Uriel. So you're more aware of what is taking place, but all that needs to come up to heal the wounds and ego defenses of humanity are all coming up for review in a very forthright, accelerated way. It's sort of like the healing crisis of a wound that appears to get worse before it has healed.
As a result of the ascension process of the planet, you are evolving to a state where now the two, higher and lower selves, can unite in the Aquarian Age, represented by the water barrier, balancing the emotional and mental bodies to manifest unity, we, consciousness.
So that's where you are cosmically. That's where you are electromagnetically and cosmically moving into this Aquarian Age, where all of this can integrate, amalgamate, if you will, into a oneness.
This balance will ensure the awakening of the human soul.
The human soul waking up is what exactly is taking place. And for those of you in the United States of America, which we have a beloved interest in, since we were involved in the inspiration of it, you're seeing that very forthright, the challenge of it. But it is important that you put it into the perspective, if you so choose, of what we are teaching you at this time.
Gratitude for this event can and will produce abundance, employing the cosmic equation, gratitude equals abundance.
So as you see these things transpiring, beloved students and citizens, even though it may be difficult in your human condition, attempt to have gratitude for it, for it is a divine process taking place. If you can put it into that perspective, then you understand that this is a process of inside out. So your relationship, healed relationship with self, not outside in. We of the ascended mastership experienced this through our incarnational cycles when we made the decision that the priority in our lives would be our ascension. There was much going on in our outside lives and worlds, not unlike the dramas that you're experiencing now. We chose as a result of that to focus on the inside of self factoring out. I'm not saying not to be aware of what's going on outside of yourself, but to no longer allow it to be the priority and the influence of your lives. Let us continue.
As shared in a previous discourse, I've had many incarnations on this planet, always assisting humanity in ascending onward and upward.
And some of those incarnations are quite dramatic. They were individuals like Columbus. They were individuals like Shakespeare. And throughout that destiny of those incarnational cycles, step by step by step, I was revealing the reality of the connection to higher realms that assisted humanity in the creation of all of its evolutionary advancement, and explaining where the demise of these civilizations came as a result of the disconnect. One of the most important things, the reason we began this gathering at this time with the Constitution of the United States, was to allow you to remember where it came from and how it was inspired, that it wasn't just through the mental capacity of the individuals involved. They were inspired by forces outside of themselves, and it is time to remember that, if you so choose.
My mission is to reveal to each of you your true purpose as light bearers and way showers in world service leading to universal service.
And that begins with the relationship with self, allowing the relationship to nation, to world, to solar system, to galactic, to universal, to multiversal, and on and on and on. That is the pattern, and that is the foundation.
As has been explained in the past, this planet is a unique divine experiment in the universe, reflected in your diversified races, languages, cultures, sexual preferences, and gender, all becoming united.
What makes it unique? What makes it unique, and many of you are aware of this, it was inspired by 12 different star systems that came together to create the concept of this planet through love and equality, harmony, and balance. And then this particular nation, the United States of America, was a decided personification of that, since it really never took hold and germinated with the civilizations prior to it. And that is the reason that we of the Ascended Master Realm made it our responsibility, if you will, to assist in the creation of this nation, which became a reflection of the original intention of the creation of the planet. So what you're all experiencing now in your wake-up and in your test, if you will, is you're connecting with the originated, initiated energy that not only created the planet, but created the United States of America. That is what is awakening your movement through the feminine energy that we were talking about earlier. That is the inspiration. That is the energy. You're given a supply of energy in each lifetime. You can do with it whatever you choose. But many of you now are waking up to the connection of the energy that originated the planet and the nation to say, I'm choosing to express that energy myself by becoming involved and seeing that my participation in it matters, that each one of you are important, that each one of you matter, that reality would be incomplete without each and every one of you. Our beloved students, you simply would not be here. Let us continue.
And you all signed on for the experiment.
There you are. If you can become conscious of that, or you wouldn't be here. There are billions of you here more than ever before to have this experience. Not because life is easier or better at this time. A majority of the souls that ever incarnated on the planet are here now to experience an aspect of this ascension process. Can you begin to see that? That's why there are billions and billions of you here now, unlike ever before. It is a great opportunity, beloved students.
You end this section with the question, how do you think and feel you have done so far?
And ask yourselves that question without shaming or blaming or judging it in order to begin to make another choice. Many of you, again, are waking up to become involved and understanding that your oneness, that your unique self matters. And through that oneness, that individuated oneness, you can move into the collective, the me to the we consciousness, and ensure and protect the democratic principles of this nation and of the principles that it reflects for the original creation of the planet itself. Can you begin to see the macro-micro relationships, beloved students? That is what I am here to remind you of at this time. Let us continue.
Through the teachings, I and other higher realms are bringing once again into the world, you can directly know your higher self as your divine self. As you continue to heal your wounds and ego defenses around those wounds, as well as negative karma from past and present life.
Did anyone ever tell you, beloved students, in your childhood and your maturation process, did anyone ever look into your child eyes and say to you that you are a divine being. Can you imagine if that took place early in your maturation process, how your experience might have differed? As a result of the connection of this divine essence, you will heal the wounds of the experience of your maturation process and the defenses that you have created around those wounds in order to survive being human. But you have all signed, in effect, beloved students, a human contract to learn the way you are learning, because at this point, it is the only way you can manifest a permanent healing. We are the higher realms have assisted humanity for millennia, and it has fallen back to a disconnect. At this time, you are creating, as dramatic and severe and traumatic as it may appear, exactly what you need to experience in order to create a permanent healing, not a temporary one that can go away. And why is that taking place now, beloved students? That is taking place now because of the ascension process of the planet. The hourglass of the intention ascension process is flipped. The timeline on that is within the final 2,000-year cycle of this particular planet in Earth years. And in cosmic time, that is a nanosecond. So if you begin to put it within that context, you can see the magnificent design order of all of this, which you individually are an essential aspect of. Let us continue.
Through the teachings I and other higher realms are bringing once again into the world, you can directly know your higher self as your divine self. As you continue to heal your wounds and ego defenses around these wounds, as well as negative karma from past and present lives.
If you could imagine, beloved students, if you could see what I can see, but I'm going to ask you to feel it for a moment, if you can place your hands upon your hearts. I wish for you to know that every cosmic force is involved in your ascension process. The planet herself, the other planets within your solar system that you're beginning to understand why they're there and what their purpose is. As you move outside of your solar system and you move into your galaxy, there are hundreds of millions of solar systems and suns and worlds, and they are all supporting you because they understand that 12 star systems came together to create this planet, which affects all of creation. Most planets are affected and created by one star system. You are created by a multitude of 12. That's why the number 12 is so important within your life cycles, 12 months, 12 minutes. All of these forces have joined together to support the process of your ascension, and you are affected by it. And it moves even beyond the galactic into the universal, where there are multiple galaxies. And then you move into the multiverse, where there are multiple universes, almost beyond the comprehension of human thinking. But that's the magnificence of it all. So it is our responsibility to just give you a peek, if you will, in your vernacular, of exactly what is taking place individually, nation, world, planetarily, solaristic, galactic, universal, multiversal. Can you see how magnificent creation is supporting you within this? This is all in place, beloved students.
Thank you. I just want to ask you a question. My understanding of this comes and goes. You said essentially the whole universe is watching this experiment here because it was going to affect all of them. How is the resolution of this experiment affecting the whole universe?
You will become, as a result of this process, the master teachers, the ascended master teachers like we who have preceded you in being human. Then you will go out into these various worlds, planets within your solar system, other worlds within your galaxies, other galaxies within your universe, and on, and teach That's how it will be affected. There will be worlds not as advanced as you have been. There are worlds much more advanced as you have been, and you will interface in within that confines, if you will, of creation, having experienced all that you experienced on this particular planet through your earthly experience. Remember, beloved humans, behind choosing to be here, before you chose to be human, you are and still are a divine, immortal, eternal spirit. You've chosen to have this experience, to experience all there is to experience in reality, in your vernacular, the good, bad, and the ugly of it, in order to take that wisdom, that applied knowledge, out into all of these worlds to assist their ascension process, no matter what level they're on. Does that help you?
So we're going to be teaching oneness throughout the universe.
Master teachers, beloved students, this is the magnificent choice that you made when you came out of your formlessness and made the decision to come into form, to be human through your emotions, your thoughts, and your physicality. And all that you have experienced in your repeated incarnational cycles on this planet have been a preparation to master this wisdom, to take it elsewhere. But right now, it is the relationship with self, going into nation, going into world. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. That's beautiful.
Let us continue, beloved students, unless there are questions.
Again, if there are any questions online, just hit *6, and that will put you into the query.
Can you begin to see and feel, beloved students, who you really are, why you're really here, and transcending the incarnational experience you're having by tapping to this eternal divine essence within yourself and allowing that to be an inside-out process. In spite of the choices that you have made in various incarnational cycles to learn what you need to learn, how you need to learn it, when you need to learn it, can you begin to see the divine order and design of all of that? You're not being punished. You're being pushed forward into a permanent healing.
In an earlier discourse and dialogue, we discussed the violet flame, which utilizes the law of transformation and the I Am presence.
So there's another tool. And for those of you who need to learn more about this particular flame, that teaching is available to you. But is it a tool that you're learning to access, to trust and to surrender that is available to you?
This flame is giving humanity worldwide the opportunity to become free of false prophets, false pastors, false gurus, and false Christs in your religions, governments, and corporations.
The second coming, the awakening of any spiritual truth, is your awakening, beloved students. It isn't someone bringing it to you from the outside. You are the Christ return. Christ means soul. You are the awakening of your own soul, your own divine essence, and bringing that out into the world.
Through the intentions and energies of ascended mastership, the truth will set you free.
That is why we exist. To show you the pathway of having been human. You can study the incarnational cycles, the ascended masterships have had through the ones that you resonate and discern with. You can see the experiences that we have had and how we made the choice to become who we are at this time, having been exactly who you are now. Would you think less of the 2-year-old than the 16-year-old? Or less of the 16-year-old than the 30-year-old, or less of the 30-year-old than the 60-year-old. We have just chosen to evolve and to ascend. So we see you at a particular process within that, not less than, but where we used to be. Let us continue.
We have a question. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, my name is Harvey, And I recently sort of fell into a YouTube from a channeler of St. Michael. His name apparently is Michael Love. And he made quite a big point about the date March 20th. And basically he said that there would be a significant division in all of humanity. And it was a point where he said the angels with five-strand DNA would no longer be present on the planet, and that if this was his last transmission, it seemed to be kind of it felt very authoritative, very punitive, actually. And I wonder whether, would you be kind enough to comment on the particular date of March 20th? It has some significance.
Beloved one, the higher realms do not prophesize the future. That is an astral psychic phenomena, and there is much mischief within it. And what you are experiencing is that mischief. The archangelic realms will not give you a specific date nor predict the future for you. Do you understand?
Yes, I do, as a generality.
It is how the archangelic realm is configured. The fifth dimensional frequency, which most of them reside in and beyond, cannot infringe upon your freedom of choice and freedom of will, beloved one, and tell you something is going to happen on a specific date. First of all, those in the archangelic realms and ourselves in the ascended mastership realms are not dealing with your timelines, nor working with your calendars or nurking with your timeline. We are existing within the frequency of now. So it is very difficult, if not impossible, since we are reflecting multiple calendars and timelines that have existed on the planet in the past, to give you a specific date for something to transpire, even if we were allowed to do that, which we are not. What you are experiencing is a corrupted transmission from an individual who has this belief system within himself. Do you understand?
Yes.
This is also reflecting an erroneous belief system within yourself. That's why you have resonated with it, dear one. And we ask you to begin to process and to examine that. The channel that I am coming through at this time has suggested that you have a private session with another frequency representative, Archangel Michael, and begin to contrast what you have read, and experienced and resonated with, within your vernacular, another point of view. Do you understand?
I do.
So there's something within you, there is a belief system within you that resonated with that finality that something was going to take place. The ascension process is an individuated process for each individual. Each of you will, some of you will ascend in this lifetime, some of you will ascend in the next one, some of you will take the full 2,000-year cycle of the planet, some of you will choose not to ascend at all, but it will not mean your demise. And it will not need the abandonment of the higher realms. It will mean you will be given a choice through your freedom of choice and freedom of will to continue your ascension process elsewhere on another planet and another solar system within the galaxy or another galaxy. Do you understand, beloved?
Yes, I do, and I have a question.
Go ahead.
As a physical human being and in relationship with hundreds, if not thousands, of other human beings, I have a belief in the history that there have been multiple civilizations on this planet in the past, all of which were relatively local, and they all came to an end. The belief system that I happen to live with is that our particular culture, a culture of you or me, is about to come to an end, and that many of us will lose our bodies a lot sooner than we thought we might. And I have certain concern about that because I feel that there is some danger to the existence of the human species, and yet I am also speaking about it in planes other than which you were referring to. Can you nonetheless address my concerns?
It's a matter of the definition of ending, isn't it, beloved?
Yes.
It's a matter of what your definition with ending is.
When I said ending, I meant the dissolution of the physical body. I certainly don't mean it in the sense of ongoingness, multiple incarnations, and the like.
What is your question, dear one?
The real question is this, is that are we at the end of the era that one would call Western civilization? Is it imminent?
It is not imminent. What is taking place, the reason that Western civilization, or particularly what we're addressing this evening, is the creation, the inspiration of the United States of America, which is very tied into, as we spoke earlier, to the initiated energy of the creation of the planet, that the concept of the United States of a democracy reflects the intention of love, equality, harmony, and balance. You're in the process of clearing and cleansing that so that the destiny of that will take place. You're having, in order to move into a permanent healing, everything needs to come up. Persist in it. But we would counsel you, dear one, to know if your belief system is something is going to happen, if that's something you tie onto, and that is your emotion, and that is your thought, that will create your reality through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. I'm sure you understand that.
I do. It's a little difficult for me to get my arms around the idea. The idea that my own human thoughts could create a reality for 7.4 billion other people, however.
It sounds like you're having a problem to accept your divine essence and your own self-empowerment. What is so difficult for humanity and individuals within the human context to really understand is that they are the creators creating. That they are creating their reality all the time, in effect, really creating what they're asking for through their emotions and thoughts, which they're often unconscious of. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. And out of which seems to become a reasonable consensus reality. And yes, I believe we have created all of this, but not I. As I hate to use the term individual, but we don't have anything else that seems to fit here. There is a consensus reality out here of roads, cars, and the like. And I'm trying to get my arms around how I, as one of 7.4 billion people, can have thoughts such as to create something that 7.4 billion people now believe in as real.
It starts with you, with your individuated life, your individual life, and taking that energy of the individuated self and radiating that out to the collective. If they resonate and discern with it, they will entrain to it. If they do not, they will not. And that is how creation takes place, beloved one. It sounds like you are struggling with the God power, creative power within yourself. Are you not?
Yes.
And that is the core issue within yourself, beloved one. You are God experiencing itself. How does that make you feel?
Love it.
then take that love of it and surround yourself with it and send that out into all those around you, beloved one.
Yes. Thank
you. Are you complete with your questions?
I am complete with the answer. The question, I think, is one that I will still be living within.
The question is, beloved one, is, do I have the right? Am I worthy enough and good enough to be here? Do you know that?
No, I don't. That does not appear to me to be the question, so I guess I don't know that, no.
I ask you to entertain that reality.
The reality that my question stems from, the belief that I might not have the right to be here. Am I hearing you correctly?
It is a worthiness and a good enough and a foundation to be here. But I'd like to ask you one other thing, beloved one.
Yes.
Become aware of how your belief system is affecting those around you. Do you understand?
Yes, and I have. I'm attempting to have a continued awareness of that.
Be aware of that and that love that you just connected with for those around you. Allow that to shift your beingness if you so choose. Does that help you?
Yes, I think so. Yes, that resonates.
Well, then say, I know so.
Say again?
Then say, I know so, rather than I think so.
I know so.
Thank you. And thank yourself for showing up and asking the question. And beloved one, know, you have more support in what you're going through than you have ever imagined. Pay attention to the synchronicity of the individuals around you that can access frequencies to support you. Your mission here is not complete, beloved one. Your mission here is not complete. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Welcome very much. Let us continue.
The I Am Presence lives within each of you, and the violet flame energies are available all the time for the asking.
And that's what this divine soul can do, if he is still listening. And ask for that. Become aware of these energies. And become aware of how these energies not only affect ourselves, but affect the people that we love around us. Continue.
If all the ways that separate you could know and accept this truth, peace and oneness would come to this world.
Say that again. There's the formula. Wow, it sounds so simple, and humanity insists upon making it so complicated. Place your hands upon your hearts, beloved students, and listen and integrate this phrase, if you so choose.
I'm going to read both sentences because I think they work together so well. The I Am Presence lives within each of you, and the violet flame energies are available all the time for the asking. If all the ways that separate you could know and accept this truth, peace and oneness would come to this world.
All of these forces were created out of love. To know that you come from love, to know that you are loved, to know that you are lovable, know this, beloved students. You are love incarnated. She is your mother. And being lovable is your father. Know this truth, that your mother and father are love. And you are their love child. You cannot be anything else but that. You've experienced for millennia everything other than that. Fear, the absence of love. your duality, your separation, your confrontation. It's all coming up now, like the infection out of a wound. Your healing, beloved humanity. Your healing leaving and leading to a permanent healing. Know this path. I am working with another divine soul in addition to this channel to bring the most concise and simplified version of your awakening to you, so that you don't have to go through 100 books or 100 teachings or pay someone to certify you to be connected to the higher realms. It is your divine right. It is who you are. It's where you came from. It's your eternal aspect, beloved students. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. You don't have to be certified. You don't have to pay for it. No one has to teach it to you. You simply have to awaken it, what already exists within you. Do you understand, beloved students? Let us continue.
If you so choose, now is the time to know and stop the often hidden forces that keep humanity pitted against itself for profit and greed.
There's a whole force that has to go back with the initiation, the origination of the human species on the planet, and other advanced civilizations which attempted to affect the DNA and the RNA of humanity. This is a whole other teaching, and this wisdom is available to you all. But as a result of that, there is an unhealed aspect within the human self that allows itself to be controlled temporarily by these hidden forces. They still play and have a role with no national boundaries on this particular planet. And to avoid any conspiracy theories, know that these forces are at place who wish to keep you in conflict, in separation, in chaos through what they create. And, of course, the most dramatic way that they do that is creating wars. You are being given the choice at this time to see this reality, beloved students. And for those who resonate and need to have more information and details about it, it is available in your vernacular ad nauseum. But these forces know, again in your vernacular, the gig is up. They're like a trapped animal in a corner, rearing their ugly heads for one final roar. But their timeline is ending because of the divine essence and the meaning, value, and purpose of the planet and humanity upon the planet are activated and at force and at play. Do you understand? Let us continue.
The solution lies within yourself, not outside.
Always the process of inside out. Do you not think in the incarnational cycles that I had when I was human, there wasn't chaos and war and killing and untruth and lies and drama and intrigue and trauma? There was, beloved students. But I chose to make it my priority to stay attached and connected to who I am and why I'm really here in my divine essence, and to leave this frequency.
Your ascension process is one of awakening inside out, not outside in. A process of you being the creator, creating all that is and all that is not.
You are ending the era of learning what is through what is not. The divine soul who asked the question recently is within that process, as many of you are. It can be a tough way to learn. But again, remember, humanity is learning the way it needs to learn, how it needs to learn, what it needs to learn to affect this permanent healing so it doesn't happen again. Do you understand?
Yes.
Let us continue.
You are not only all that is, but you are all that and will ever be and is yet to be. This is who you are.
You're all that there is. Self, myself, yourself, self, is a reflection and a beingness of all there is, and is how you chose, beloved students, in being human. You made the decision prior to coming here, I'm going to learn all I need to learn in preparation to be this master teacher that goes out into the cosmos that we talked about earlier. I'm going to learn all that there is through this concept of something called self. There it is. And that timeline is coming to an end. So allow your mantra to be, beloved students, myself, I myself, I am self, being a reflection of all that there is. Let's say it together. I am myself being a reflection of all that there is. There it is. There's the truth. It explains the whole concept of self. Doesn't it not, beloved students? You're being given all the tools to understand what it's all about and unravel the mystery. Anyone that keeps that from you or tells you have to go somewhere else to achieve this, beware of the false prophet, the false guru. You are the prophet. You are the Christ consciousness waking up. Christ independent of any organized concept of religion. Christ meaning soul. Christ meaning eternal, divine, immortal soul. You are the second coming. You are the refounding fathers, for those of you in the United States of America, you are becoming the refounding fathers of the United States of America. It's why we began this gathering with the Constitution of the United States, which contains all of the energetic uploads and downloads of the creation of this planet, as well as your Declaration of Independence, as well as your Gettysburg Address, as well as your Bill of Rights. Master these documents if you so choose. Feel the energy within them. Support the energy and the intention of these documents. Create a movement. Know that you matter. Know that the love that you were created from matters. Support the feminine energy that is bringing this truth out in the world. How dare the masculine energy subjugate the feminine energy, which is brings physical creation into life itself. It is the ultimate sabotage that the masculine energy has denigrated the feminine. None of you would be here without the physical bodies of the feminine. How ironic is that? It's all coming up to be cleared now, and you chose to be here. The billions of you that the divine soul was asking the question alluded to. You're all here to experience this. Some of you are leaving because you cannot accomplish it in this frequency, so you're doing it in a higher realm. So be it. Some of you are staying in ignorance, resisting the shift and the change and trying to hold on to the old, looking for mom and dad to take care of me. If I can get a prophet, a false prophet, a president, if you will, to take care of me, to promise all these things to me, I will be all right. It is not outside of yourself, beloved students. It is within you. So be it. I have been you. I have been human multiple times as well as you. I come here to show you the truth of who you are. I come here to give you the tools to show you the pathway. As one who was once you, as one who needs you to ascend so that I may continue my ascension, there's our unified force field. There's our hands and hearts holding together, beloved students. Can you feel it? Can you know it?
All that I speak of is forever present through your I Am presence. No one and no thing can take this away from you. Are you ready to wake up and claim your divine self? Know you are in the process of accepting this now.
Your readiness is your preamble to your commitment. Your readiness, beloved students, is your preamble to commitment. Are you ready to commit and say that your ascension process, activated through your divine essence within you, the I Am presence, the violet praying, the Christ consciousness, whatever you choose to call it, is there waiting for you to wake up?
Remember, if you have a question online, just hit *6. That'll put you into the query. Your I Am presence is creation being undifferentiated consciousness until it connects with a soul like you and activates your divine soul plan, your purpose to be here.
Read that again.
Your I Am presence is creation being undifferentiated consciousness until it connects with a soul like you and activates your divine soul plan, your purpose to be here.
There's the formula for the divine higher realm essence connecting to being human. There it is. There's the mechanics of it. There's the truth of it. There's a simplification of it. Are you ready to accept that as the core essence of who you are, as the core essence of why you are here? Continue.
As has been said many times, the purpose of all physical evolution is to learn to love.
And it's not a lyric in a country western song. It is the building block of all creation that you came from and that you are and that you're in the process of returning through the relationship with self, healing the unhealed relationship with self, self being a reflection of all that there is, and radiating that energy out into the world so others may entrain to that high frequency.
Remember, your unique part of creation is learning how to master being human and to transcend that reality.
Not to escape it, not to fix it, but to transcend it and transmute it by being very aware consciously of the choices that you made in being human and the mechanics of the transformation ascension process itself. Let us continue.
Please know, we of the Ascended Masterships realms are ever-present, and we shall never leave you until we are united. Soon, you will graduate from this loverversity, having mastered being human, in order to transcend this reality into your true state of divine beingness.
So ask yourself, beloved students, are you getting ready to graduate? And it's okay if you're not. It's okay for you to be right where you need to be. But ask yourself, where am I within this? Where am I within this? And through the answer to that question, you can make other choices in the future.
Sam is going to read a poem that Philip channeled in. It's in his book, Sacred Poetry and Mystical Messages to Change Your Life and the World. St. Germain, you were the source of that, weren't you?
Yes, and understand that all of these poems within this document all contain an energetic upload and download of frequency within them. So if you will place your hands upon your hearts, as this is read by the Divine Feminine Energy, you allow a deeper and further integration of the wisdom and truth within this poem.
How to be an ascended master faster. The creative life forces within our bodies are to be raised into the crown of your heart, and instead of flowing down, are to flow up in recognition instead. of your I Am presence, which is always around. Then, through awakened oneness, thoughts and emotions, needing nothing else, we can conceive creative works at the mental and emotional levels through the creation of equality, harmony, and balance with the alliance of idealistic ideas, ideas of art, imagination, and invention that serves and blesses all our intentions. With this constructive consciousness, the physical body can remain eternally youthful and beautiful, being the image and likeness and brightness of the God likeness within. Once we achieve immortality and creative consciousness, our true mission begins as the ascended master, faster. Mending the past, we awaken at last and feel the good God force again, feeling gloriously connected to perfection and true direction, our true divine soul plan begins.
So, beloved students, take a deep breath as you integrate the wisdoms within this particular poem. And if it resonates, continue to be with us for the Father discourses and the dialogues that we're having within these discourses. And know, beloved students, that you deeply matter, and the world would be incomplete without each and every one of you, and that you are here at a divine moment within the history of the planet and this particular nation, and all is in divine order.
Please remember, tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can go to theangelnewsnetwork.com if you're online and donate there.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.